in Cornwall, Ontario. We are also being broadcast over historic CFRC 101.9 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada. Now, as we welcome you all to the third and final hour, it breaks my heart once again to announce another passing in the country music field of country music and music in general. Who this time? Well, it's the legendary storyteller and songwriter Kris Kristofferson, who passed away last Saturday, the 28th of September, at the age of 88. Now, I would like to mention that we'll be doing a three-hour tribute to Kris Kristofferson's music on the 20th of October. However, this morning I would like to remember Kris with two classics which he wrote. First of all, it's going to be Bottle to the Bottom, and then we'll wrap up with another classic song going out to Mama Dawn this morning, and which is one of her favorite songs that Kris Kristofferson wrote, titled Darby's Castle. With that, I'd like to welcome you all to the third and final hour.
Ask me if I'm happy now. That's good as any joke I've heard. It seems since I seen you last, I done forgot the meaning of the word. If happiness is empty rooms and drinking in the afternoon, well, I suppose I'm happy as a clam. But if it's got a thing to do with smiling or forgetting you, well, I don't guess that I could say I am. Did you ever see a down and outer waking up alone without a blanket on to keep him from the dew? When the water from the weeds had soaked the papers he'd been putting in his shoes to keep the ground from coming through? And his future feels as empty as the pockets in his pants, because he's never seen a single dream come true. That's the way that I've been feeling since the day I started falling from the bottle to the bottom, stew by stew. Learning hard to live with losing you. Wonder if I'm better off with freedom now to do the things I choose. Well, all my time's my own and I got nothing left but sleep and time to lose. There's no one here to carry on if I stay out the whole night long. Won't give a tinker's damn if I don't call. I'm living like I wanted to and doing things I want to do, and nothing means a thing to me at all. Did you ever see a down and outer waking up alone without a blanket on to keep him from the dew? When the water from the weeds had soaked the papers he'd been putting in his shoes to keep the ground from coming through? And his future feels as empty as the pockets in his pants, because he's never seen a single dream come true. That's the way that I've been feeling since the day I started falling from the bottle to the bottom, stew by stew. Learning hard to live with losing you. The ruin on the hill where the smoke is hanging still like an echo of an age long forgotten. There's a story of a home crushed beneath those blackened stones, and the roof that fell before the beams were rotten. Cecil Darby loved his wife, and he labored all his life to provide her with material possessions. And he built for her a home of the finest wood and stone, and the building soon became his sole obsession. Oh, it took 300 days for the timbers to be raised, and the silhouette was seen for miles around. And the gables reached as high as the eagles in the sky, but it only took one night to bring it down. When Darby's castle tumbled to the ground. Though they shared a common bed, there was precious little said in the moments that were set aside for sleeping. For his busy dreams were filled with the rooms he'd yet to build, and he never heard young Ellen Darby weeping. Then one night he heard a sound as he laid his pencil down, and he traced it to her door and turned the handle. And the pale light of the moon through the window of the room split the shadows where two bodies lay entangled. Oh, it took 300 days for the timbers to be raised, and the silhouette was seen for miles around. And the gables reached as high as the eagles in the sky, but it only took one night to bring it down. When Darby's castle tumbled to the ground.
It's once again time to take our weekly visit to the east coast of the Maritimes. We're sending out some special love and special wishes to our dear friends in Pugwash, Nova Scotia, Peter and Myrna Trenholm. So let's begin with Charlie McKenna and a classic from Cape Breton Island titled Twilight on the Cabot Trail. Then we'll follow with a true pioneer of country music who was very well respected back in the 50s era. It'll be How Lone Pine and a classic titled Winding Lane on the Coast of Maine. And then we'll wrap up the set with another all-time favorite of the East Coast, and it'll be Stevedore Steve and a classic titled Hard Working Men. With that, I'd like to share that these are all East Coast favorites and say good morning to all my friends in the listening area.
When the sun goes down in splendor o'er the highlands' purple hills, the robin sings in answer to the plaintive whippoorwill. The blessed hush of eventide descends o'er hill and dale, like a heavenly benediction on the beautiful Cabot Trail. Cape Smoky's winding stairway overlooks the rolling sea. The quiet Ingonishes lie in shelter beneath its lee. The sullen Black Brook mutters as it hurries through the vale. The deer drink from its waters when it's twilight on the trail. Fairest land in all creation, dearest land in heaven's dome, cherished by her sons and daughters in whatever land they roam. In their dreams, her wandering children see her purple hills and dales. Then their hearts come o'er the waters when it's twilight on the trail. Beside the stately dark-gowned spruce stand the gorgeous maple trees. the pride of all Canadian hearts, wherever they may be. The pale green ferns and goldenrod God spreads o'er hill and dale. There's a little bit of heaven planted around the Cabot Trail. Fairest land in all creation, dearest land beneath heaven's dome, cherished by her sons and daughters in whatever land they roam. In their dreams, her wandering children see her purple hills and dales. Then their hearts come o'er the waters when it's twilight on the trail.
There's a winding lane on the coast of Maine that is wound around my heart. There's a sweetheart standing by the old boat landing, crying 'cause we had to part. But she'll cry no more when I reach the shore, hand in hand again we'll start. Down the winding lane on the coast of Maine that is wound around my heart. The coast of Maine and it's wound around my heart. There's a sweetheart standing by the old boat landing, crying 'cause we had to part. But she'll cry no more when I reach the shore, hand in hand again we'll start. Down the winding lane on the coast of Maine that is wound around my heart.
Ripping the coal from the guts of the earth in a mine down in Cape Breton, pulling cod from the North Atlantic in some trawler off St. John's, working the waterfront docks of Halifax, picking spuds on P.E. Island, working the bushlands of New Brunswick. The East Coast way of life goes on.
The East Coast way of life is hard as hell, and the men are even harder, with blistered hands and aching backs. They try to keep their families fed.
Some think East Coast folk are back. Some like me didn't get much schooling. But I'll tell you one thing, mister, they raise hard, hard-working men.
They raise hard, hard-working men.
There was a cave-in in some colliery. Some of the miners can't be found. A raging storm on the icy waters. One more trawler just went down. A busted sling just killed some dockhand. Some farmer's crops wiped out with blight. A load of logs somehow has shifted, snuffing out some bushman's life.
Yeah, the East Coast way of life is hard as hell.
The men are even harder, with blistered hands and aching backs. They try to keep their families fed. Some think East Coast folk are backward. Some like me didn't get much school. But I'll tell you one thing, mister, they raise hard, hard-working men.
They raise hard, hard-working men.
Perhaps someday the Cape Breton mines will set back and push some buttons. Perhaps someday the North Atlantic will give up its fish to mechanical hands. Perhaps someday the waterfront docks I'll no longer need the strength of the stevedores. Perhaps someday the farmers and bushmen will have computers make all their plans. But that's perhaps, and that's someday, and this is now. And right now, the East Coast way of life is hard as hell. The men are even harder, with blistered hands and aching backs. They try to keep their families fed. Some think East Coast folk are backward. Some like me didn't get much schooling. But I'll tell you one thing, mister. They raise hard, hard-working men.
They raise hard, hard-working men.
To be ever with the Lord, you and me.
Hi, friends. It's Peter Trenum from way down here in Nova Scotia. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Wayback Country Jamboree on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the high lonesome sounds of bluegrass music on this Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show. Now, I would also like to remind y'all that next weekend, we'll be doing our annual Thanksgiving celebration on Sunday, as it will be Thanksgiving Sunday next weekend. With all that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute now to a few hunting songs, so let's begin with everybody's favorite grandpa. Of course, Lewis Marshall Jones, forever remembered as Grandpa Jones, and a classic titled Old Rattler's Pup, which is going out to our furry friends on the Woodlock Ranch. Then we'll follow with another all-time favorite about the coon dog, and this time it's going to be King of Bluegrass Music, Jimmy Martin, and a classic titled Run Pete Run. I'll wrap up this with a salute to the lonesome sounds of bluegrass with Sonny and Bobby Osborne and a classic titled Tennessee Hound Dog. With that, I'd like to say good morning to all our friends out there in the world listening in who have, like us, loyal companions who are canine. With that, welcome in, friends, and we will, as mentioned, be paying tribute to a lot of Thanksgiving songs next Sunday.
A white oak tree way out on a limb, and there by the light of the yellow moon I got a glimpse of him.
Oh, Rattler, left us years ago, but Rattler's pup is a-coming up, you ought to see him go.
Oh, Rattler, left us years ago, but Rattler's pup is a-coming up, you ought to see him go.
It was a sight to see. He looked as big as a grizzly bear perched up in that tree. Well, I cut the tree down, come the coon, and when he hit the ground, Rattler's pup and old man coon went around and round and round. They fought all night and all day long. It was a fearful sight. No better coon, no better dog was ever in a fight.
Oh, Rattler, that's years ago, but Rattler's pup is coming up. You ought to see him go.
Coming up, you ought to see them go.
big coon to eat. Old Pete's got him running and he'll tree him, I say. He's the fastest coon dog in the state of Tennessee today.
Run, Pete, run, buddy, get your gun. Listen to what I say. Run, Pete, run, buddy, get your gun.
Pete's the best coon dog in the state of Tennessee today.
Through the pines. Howdy, friends. This is bluegrass singer Ralph Stanley II of the Clinch Mountain Boys, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock here on the Wayback Country Jamboree. Keep your dial tuned here, friend, for some great bluegrass and country favorites.
Let me walk down this road going home once again. Let me walk down this road.
Now, friends, following those classics of the bluegrass style and music, we're back, and it's once again time to welcome another very special member of our morning team to our program once again. That, of course, is Gunny, our beloved Dachshund. As we welcome Gunny to our program this morning with her top favorites of the week, it is once again time to remember the music of Leroy Van Dyke, who, as mentioned, is just celebrating his 95th birthday this past Friday. With that mentioned, let's pay tribute to Leroy Van Dyke once again with three classics. First of all, it's going to be an all-time favorite bopper, or teenage bopper as they always say, titled Leather Jacket. Then we'll follow with a classic titled Don't Bite the Hand That Feeds You. And we will wrap up Gunny's favorites this week with Big Man and a Big House. With that, I hope y'all enjoy Gunny's favorites, and I also want to thank her for her contribution to today's program.
Leather jacket and a carefree air, lopsided grin and time to spare, courage to match that sideburn hair. That's the boy that makes the girls all stare. Down the street like a lazy pup, blue eyes swinging to see what's up. When he spots a target that's fancy free, leather jacket is a sight to see. Leather jacket and a carefree air, lopsided grin and time to spare, courage to match that sideburn hair. That's the boy that makes the girls all stare. Jukebox dance and soda pops, weaving and twisting, how that boy rocks. Steps like a rabbit, spins like a top, clear the way when that jacket's hot. He's no setup for any girl, don't seem conscious of her pretty curl. Girls seem some and their hearts will flop, no other jacket's got what he's got. A leather jacket and a carefree air, lopsided grin and time to spare, courage to match his sideburn hair. That's the boy that makes the girls all stare. When he settles down, and someday he will, that day flirting will lose its thrill. One thing's certain, till that wedding day, black leather jacket's got time to play. A leather jacket and a carefree air, lopsided grin and time to spare, courage to match his sideburn hair. That's the boy that makes the girls all stare.
Last night as I lay sleeping, a wonderful dream came to me. I saw Uncle Sammy weeping for his children from over the sea. They had come to him friendless and starving, and he took them into the fold. And now while in trouble he needs you, you have to remember your old. If you don't like your Uncle Sammy, then go back to your home or the sea, to the land from where you came, whatever be its name, but don't be ungrateful to me. If you don't like the stars in old glory, if you don't like the red, white, and blue, then don't act like the dog in the story. Don't bite the hand that's feeding you. If you don't like your Uncle Sammy, then go back to your home or the sea, through the land from where you came, whatever be its name. But don't be ungrateful to me if you don't like the Stars and Old Glory. If you don't like the red, white, and blue, then don't act like the dog in the story. Don't bite the hand that's feeding you. And don't act like the dog in the story. Don't bite the hand that's feeding you.
He's a big man in a big house. Well, when he was a kid, he dreamed about a big house on a hill. Far, far away from shantytown and poverty. He was only 16, a kid full of dreams when he ran away. He left his mom a note saying, "You'll be proud of me someday." When I'm a big man in a big house with acres and acres of ground, I'll be a big man in a big house. A big high fence all around. A big high fence all around. He settled down in a great big town and he worked so hard. But the harder he'd work, the more he'd spend, it seemed. Then all his newfound friends, they made fun of him and said, "Come along, and we'll show you how you can fulfill all your dreams. You'll be a big man in a big house with acres and acres of ground. You'll be a big man in a big house, a big high fence all around. A big high fence all around." He was just 21 when a loaded gun was his downfall. Before he joined the gang, he did something he shouldn't do. Then one rainy night, the police came by and they took him in. Then the judge said, "Son, there's a place for kids like you." Now he's a big man in a big house with acres and acres of ground. Yes, he's a big man in a big house, a big high fence all around. A big high fence all around with acres and acres of ground. A big high fence all around.
I was roaming around in Nashville in the state of Tennessee.
Hi, everybody. This is Ralph Emery in Nashville. You're listening to Johnny Woodlock here on Way Back Country Jamboree.
These stars will always shine. They'll live forever in the Country Hall of Fame.
Once again, friends, we have come to the part in the program where I would like to pay tribute to an up-to-date interview with a longtime pioneer of country music who, yes, celebrated his 95th birthday this past Friday. And that, of course, is the legendary auctioneer of country music. Now, this was just recorded back in September in preparation for this tribute to his 95th birthday with Leroy Van Dyke. Now, following this interview with Leroy, we're going to play an all-time favorite classic song in its original format from 1956 that made Leroy Van Dyke a household name and an instant overnight success, and that, of course, is his all-time classic, The Auctioneer. So with that, from his home in Branson, Missouri, here is the official auctioneer of country music, Mr. Leroy Van Dyke, in honor of his 95th birthday. Well, how are you, Leroy, today? I hear you have a birthday coming up.
Yeah, I have those about once a year.
Yes, for sure, yes. So, let's go back to when and how your childhood was when you grew up. When did you know you wanted to become a musician?
Well, when I was about 13 years old, I grew up on a farm, and my dad and I had a load of corn that we were hauling, and it was a hot day, and I was about half asleep, and he, out of the clear blue sky, said, "What are you going to do for a living?" I was 13 years old.
Yes.
And I said, "Well, I guess I'll raise cattle and farm like you do. And he paused a little bit, and then he said, well, you might want to get that out of your mind. I said, why? He said, you might know something or find something that'll be better for you that you'd like to do better. And he paused again, and he said, if you could do anything you want to, what would you do for a living? And I thought he'd think I was crazy, but I told him I'd like to sing for a living. So okay. It goes back to when I was about 13 years old.
Yes. And now you're almost about to celebrate your 77th decade, 70 years in music.
Which one?
70 years. Almost.
Oh, in music business?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, close to it. Uh-huh.
Exactly. Did you ever think it would last this long?
I didn't hear that.
Did you ever think it would last this long?
I didn't know. I had no idea. I just doing what I was doing and just kept at it.
Yes.
And I think it's been about 67 years since I started the music business.
Exactly, yes. 1956.
Yeah.
Yes, with the Auctioneer.
Yeah.
So how did that song come about?
I had a cousin that was one of, arguably, the best livestock auctioneer that ever walked. His name was Ray Sims.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the Army in Korea, living in a squad tent and running up and down those roads in the Jeep. And all of a sudden, these words and music started coming to me. I didn't plan on writing the song, it just came to me. And I ignored it for a while, till about the third or fourth it started to try to happen. And finally, I thought somebody's trying to tell me something, so I went back to my tent and sat down and wrote the words and music down, and that's where the song came from. It's a true life story of a man named Ray Sims. He's gone now. He was 10 years older than I.
Oh, yes.
And that's where the song came from.
And it was your only song you ever wrote?
The only, yeah.
Yes.
I wasn't a songwriter then, and I'm not now.
Okay.
It's a true story of his life, except for one word. The first line says there was a boy from Arkansas, and nothing rhymes with Missouri.
Okay,
and
yes,
so,
yes.
So I got our neighboring state of Arkansas.
Okay, sure, yes. And so would you also say that you were more associated with the Ozark Jubilee than the Grand Ole Opry?
Well, I don't know you could say one or the other. I was associated with both of them.
Okay.
Not at the same time.
No, I see. Yes.
I was with the Ozark Jubilee for 3 years, and it went off the air, and I stayed in Springfield, Missouri for about a year trying to decide what to do, and finally moved to Nashville and tried to get on the Grand Ole Opry, and they wouldn't put me on. And so I was just out there doing nothing, and then all of a sudden walk on by it.
And then they wanted you.
Became the biggest country record of all time.
Exactly.
And then they asked me to join the Grand Ole Opry.
Yes. Yes. What do you remember about your first night on the Opry?
Say it again?
What do you remember about your first time on the Opry?
I don't remember.
No? Okay.
I did some guest spots on there, but I don't remember much about it. Just before I joined the Grand Ole Opry as a regular, I made several guest appearances, but I don't remember anything spectacular about it.
Okay, sure. And so tell us about Walk On By. As you were saying, it was the biggest hit in, or the biggest record in country music.
According to Billboard magazine, they did some research, and based on the number of plays, there were sales, and the number of weeks in the charts, it's the biggest classic country record of all time.
Yes. And how did you get a hold of it?
I had signed with that's as far as it got. A big man in a big house.
Okay, yes, I remember
and
it well.
So
yes.
We decided it was time to look for another song, a follow-up song. So my producer, the guy that the guy that took care of my arrangements and everything for the recordings of Mercury Records, he and I were looking for songs. We found one that sounded pretty good, but it wasn't finished. The guy wrote one verse and ran out of gas.
Oh, wow. Yes.
He couldn't think of anything more to do. So the publisher took the song home that night and wrote a new verse, a second verse to it. And I rearranged the chorus and rearranged the verse and changed a few words, and that's where I came from.
Okay. And it is one of your all-time signatures, for sure.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So do you ever get tired of performing it? I know you still do performances.
No, I don't ever get tired of it. It's doing what I like to do, and as long as those people are sitting there clapping their hands, I'm going to keep doing it.
Well, it sounds good, Leroy. Well, it's wonderful to see you still out on the road. I know a lot of our peers and our heroes have retired or what have you, but it's good to see you still out. Yes.
Oh, we're still working. We're not working as many days. We just pick and choose what we want to do.
Yes.
We work some state fairs. We play the Iowa State Fair this year and the Kentucky State Fair and some other shows around the country. We don't work as many days, but we're still working.
For sure, yes. Do you ever get up to north here, to the Canada area?
I haven't been in Canada for a while. They make it a little difficult to get across the border, a lot of paperwork, and it's probably more trouble than it's worth, really.
Yes, yes. I hear you. No, it seems we can't get any of you guys up here at all at the fairs or anything anymore. It's quite strange anymore, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know either. No. So if I may ask, what are some of your favorite songs that you have recorded?
You just talked about two of them.
Yes.
Auctioneer and Walk On By are probably the two favorites.
Okay.
Because they got bigger than the end of the rest of them.
Yes, and they meant more to you, for sure. Yes. They made you who you were, more or less. Exactly. Yeah. Or who you are, yes. So looking at artists today, in the country music of today, or what they call country, what advice can you give to the newcomers?
The performers?
Yes.
I don't know that I can give them any advice because it's changed so much.
Okay.
And just keep doing what they do and try to do a good job of it and hope that somebody will buy what you do.
For sure. Okay, yes, yes. And so, if I may ask about another song, it was called Anne of a Thousand Days.
Mm-hmm.
Where did that song ever come from?
As you know, a lot of country songs are what we call triangle songs or cheating songs.
Yes.
And we were looking for a song to record in one of the sessions, and my show manager was a guy named Gene Nash.
Okay.
And he got tired of looking for songs, and he said, I'm going to go home tonight and write the cheating song of all time. And he went home and wrote Anne of a Thousand Days.
And it's one of my favorites, for sure, yes.
It's different.
It sure is. And I really like the closing line where it says, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. As Brett...
Well, that's the line from the movie, Gone with the Wind.
Yes, exactly. And another one was Mr. Professor. Now, that was quite a song, too.
Yeah, a little controversial. I got a little flack over that.
Did you? Yes.
Some people in academia.
I see.
Teachers and stuff. It wasn't targeted at any certain person or anything like that.
Yes, okay, I see. And so, looking at 95 years and your birthday coming up, what has been your life's greatest achievement?
Living to be 95.
Yes.
I don't know. All I've ever done is do a job and do the best job I can for what we're doing. Showing up on time, I've never missed a show.
Mm-hmm.
Keep my hair combed.
Yes. And what do you find is the secret to life, in your own opinion?
No particular secrets. Just take care of yourself, and I don't have any secrets.
Okay. And so the last question for today, Leroy, would be, when coming generations of fans look back on you and your career, what would you like them to look at, or what would you like them to say about you?
Just remember that I was dependable and did my job.
Yes. And you were a heck of a great singer, and still are, yes, for sure.
I've never missed a show date.
Yes.
I've been late, a little bit late for a few of them because of mechanical problems or air flights delayed or something like that, but I've never missed a show.
Well, that's great, yes.
And not everybody that's been in the business this long can say that.
For sure, especially, well, not name-dropping here, but No Show Jones and them too, yes. Exactly, yeah.
Well, he made a career out of not showing up.
Exactly, that's right. Yes.
And bragged about it.
Yes, that's right. Yes, exactly. Well, with that, Leroy, I want to congratulate you on your birthday and wish you many more, and thank you for being on the show.
Well, thank you for calling.
And God bless you.
You take care of yourself.
Yes, I sure will. And thank you for everything over the years. We love you.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you so much.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. And what are they going to give for them? I'm at $600 down here now, 10 and now, 25 and now, 35 and now, 50 and now, 60, will they give me 60 and now, 75, 75, another $85 on the bottom there. There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his ma when she told him he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, then pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, then pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's do or die, I've got to learn that auction cry, gotta make my mark and be an auctioneer. $25 bid, and now $30, 30, will it give me 30, make it 30, bid upon my $30, will it give me 30, who'd bid a $30 bid? $30 bid, and now 35, will it give me 35, to make it 35, to bid a 35, who would have bid it at a $35 bid? As time went on, he did his best, and all could see he didn't jest. He practiced calling bids both night and day. His pap would find him behind the barn, just working up an awful storm as he tried to imitate the auctioneer. But his pap said, son, we just can't stand to have a mediocre man selling things at auction using our good name. I'll send you off to auction school, then you'll be nobody's fool. You can take your place among the best. $35 bid, and I'll $40, 40, will they give me 40, make it 40, bid on them all, $40, don't we live in 40, who'd bid a $40 bid? $40 bid, and now 45, will they give me 45, to make it a 45, to bid at a 45, who would have bid it at a $45 bid? So from that boy who went to school, there grew a man who played it cool. He came back home a full-fledged auctioneer. Then the people came from miles around just to hear him make that rhythmic sound that filled their hearts with such a happy cheer. His fame spread out from shore to shore. He had all he could do and more. Had to buy a plane to get around. Now he's the tops in all the land. Let Paul give that man a hand. He's the best of all the auctioneers. $45 bid, and I'll bid it all. $50, will they give me 50? Make it 50, bid it all. $50, will they give me 50? Hooray, bid a $50 bid. $50 bid, and now 55, will they give me 55? I'll make it a 55, a bid a 55. I sold that home for the $50 bill. Hey, well, all right, sir, open the gate and let them out and walk them, boys. Here we come, a lock number 29 in. What are they going to give for them? I'm a 25, to get 35, another 50, make it 50, bit of all, 59, 60, will they give me 69, 75, and 85, and 95, 100, and 25, and 50, 75, and 2, and 3, and 4, and 5, and 6, and 7, and $800 on the bond there.
You got to keep those cards and letters coming in.
honey. Say you love me time and time again, honey.
Howdy, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. Have you ever had a comment or a suggestion or a request for this program that you listen to every weekend on Sundays from 8 to 11? Well, have you ever wondered how to contact your host, Johnny Woodlock, or co-hostess, Simbush the Wonder Husky? Well, we're inviting y'all to write us here at the ranch. By snail mail, just send your letters, care of Woodlock Ranch Studios, and care of Mr. Johnny Woodlock, P.O. Box 21007, that's 21007, Cornwall, Ontario, K6H7H8, Canada, or by email at waybackcountry@cfrc.ca. And we'll be sure to write y'all back. In the meantime, we'll be waiting for your letters by the mailbox, so send those letters on in. Now, back to the show.
So keep those cards and letters coming in.
And yes, friends, once before we say so long for this morning's program and Jamboree, I'd like to announce that during the month of October, which we are in now, as this is the first Sunday in October, we will be celebrating the spooky season with what I would like to call the weekly haunted song of the week. Leading up to our 3-hour Halloween program on October 27th, which is the last Sunday before Halloween in 2024. With that mentioned, I would like to share that this year's first haunted song of the week is an all-time classic by, yes, Stonewall Jackson, titled Nevermore, Quote the Raven. So with that, here is an all-time spooky favorite from the Haunted Hayride archives, and we'll be back following this. Send us all home. Welcome in, friends. Now here's Stonewall.
Nevermore, quote the raven, nevermore. Nothing hurts as strong as knowing you've done wrong. Not one thing can make it right again. I don't blame you for walking out the door, but when you did, that raven flew right in. Nevermore, quoth the raven, nevermore. Your one big chance for love went out the door. Oh, please, raven, tell me when she'll be back again. Nevermore, quoth the raven, nevermore. I said, raven, what's my fate? Tell it to me straight. Can I mend that gentle heart I broke? Will I end up alone, or will she come back home? The raven thought a moment, then he spoke. Nevermore, quoth the raven, nevermore. Your one big chance for love went out the door. I said, raven, tell me when she'll be back again. Nevermore, quoth the raven, nevermore. Nevermore, quoth the raven, nevermore. Then he spread his wings and flew back out the door. And the voice that sealed my doom still echoes in my room. Nevermore, quoth the raven, nevermore. Nevermore, quoth the raven, nevermore.
And yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to say so long from the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show. As we say so long, I would also like to thank each and every one of you, my listeners, for tuning into the program this morning. I'd also like to thank our dear friend and true pioneer of country music, Leroy Van Dyke, for once again coming on to the program. I would also like to close today with sending my very happiest and 95th birthday wishes to our dear friend, Leroy Van Dyke, out there in Missouri. Now, I would also like to send us all home today with one last song by Leroy, titled The Church in the Wildwood. So with that, I hope to visit with y'all next Sunday. And just another reminder that next Sunday, we will be paying tribute to Thanksgiving and fall, as it will be Thanksgiving here at home in Canada. And with that mentioned, let's celebrate with all the fall-related songs. With that, let's say so long for another Sunday morning and play us home this morning with none other than Leroy Van Dyke once again and his all-time classic, The Church in the Wildwood. Yes, I'll catch y'all next weekend. Same great time, same great place, 8 to 11, over CFRC 101.9 FM. So long for now, friends, and happy early Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
There's a church in the valley by the wildwood. No lovelier spot in the dale. No place is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. Sabbath morning to list to the clear ringing bell. Its tones so sweetly are calling. Oh, come to the church in the vale. From the church in the valley by the
show is over, another day gone by, with good friends all around me. Oh, how the time do fly.
Hello, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. Yes, this here is your old host with the most, Country West Music, Johnny Woodlock. Reporting for the Wayback Country Jamboree, a division of Woodlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. The views and opinions during the show do not reflect those of the CFRC Airwaves or CFRC Station. With that, I hope you all have a wonderful day, and may God bless each and every one of you till we meet again.
Yes, I know we'll meet again. Another place, another time.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic. Every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
No Static. Every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC. Every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. You never know what you're gonna get. CFRC's most varied variety show. You never know what you're gonna get. You never know what you're gonna get. CFRC's most varied variety show. Hosted by your friends Mike and Chance. No Static. No Static. CFRC 101.9 FM. CFRC.ca. CFRC.ca/no_static.
CFRC from Kingston, Ontario. Your volunteer program, campus, and community radio at 101.